Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, coming to you once again here on Saturday, March 10th, as I record this. And of course, as I've mentioned before, you can be listening, into the year 2010, or 11, or 12, or any of those other numbers. Yep, we're here, you're there, all's right with the world, and this time we're going to have a not-so-boring podcast. You remember the last one, podcast number 78, was the very boring podcast edition, because we did it too soon. We didn't have enough stuff. Well, today we have stuff. Stuff is good. And so we're going to share lots of stuff with you. So, prepare yourself for said stuff. And of course, as usual, we want to remind you that this is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. So I'd encourage you to hang with us. You know, hang, that's what they do, you know, when they're really trying to be cool down by the street corner. They're just kind of hanging, dude, you know what I mean? Anyway, let's do a promo. How would that be? Let's do a promo for one of the other Tech Podcast Network programs.
Get the 411 on everything in the wireless tech industry, right through your computer speakers every week. It's Wireless Tech Radio.
We're live with the newsmakers and insiders in wireless tech.
Tap it into your palm, www.wirelesstechradio.com. Every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, we inform, enlighten, and instruct.
We've got the future now.
Wireless Tech Radio. Every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. www.wirelesstechradio.com.
Wirelesstechradio.com. Don't miss it every Wednesday morning. Be there or be square, as they say. Alrighty, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do today. First of all, I need to remind you a couple of things. This is, you remember I said, podcast number 78 was the very boring podcast edition. That was the last one. This is podcast number 79, a number. Not an exciting number, but a number. You remember we're headed toward podcast number 100. We're going to have a big celebration on that particular edition of the podcast. So hang in there for that. But this is number 79, which is just kind of there. What can I say? So let's talk about the things that have been happening this week. Oh man, there are some good things happening this week. And that is stuff, as I mentioned before. You know, before we do that though, let's do something geek culture-y. Now, what would be geek culture-y? Well, I play a lot of weird, strange, fun things in my geek culture. And this is one called Dougtoons, which is a Flash animated series that's on the web. And it's kind of weird because you have this group that does the Dougtoons, and then they go to another internet geek culture kind of guy, which is the Ninja on Ask a Ninja, and then they do a Ninja Dougtoon, which is kind of odd to see the Ninja animated as a Flash video, but that's kind of cool, actually. So we're going to play that right now, at least the audio of it. Check it out.
You seem to know a lot about ninjas and ninja culture and ninja history. And
you do know I'm a flippin' ninja.
Yeah, well, I guess the question is, how do you learn or study about this knowledge?
A lot of meditation, man. I mean, you gotta be at peace with yourself. I'm talking about major peace, like Dalai Lama. He looks like he's on crack compared to the way ninjas calm themselves. You tap into this ethereal plane where all the ninja knowledge is. But there's also some pamphlets at ION, the International Order of Ninjas, the FAQ section.
I guess your site is the one resource online, at least.
Is it's the true? Only.
Were you the one who started this technical revolution, or was that a...
No, it was this other... It was actually another ninja who's a huge geek. I mean, just a huge... You huge nerd. Like, you know Web 2.0? This guy is Web 4.5. He's that far above it. I'd even go far as to say he's Web Candle plus a monkey. like when I say that to you, you're like, I don't even understand what that means. That's how far above us he is. I mean, this guy is working at a serious... His brain works faster than the Matrix.
I just wanted to ask you one more question. Do you have a message for our viewers?
Oh, yes. Something I've been kind of wanting to tell your viewers for a while is... I look forward to killing you soon. And then, additionally, I look forward to killing you right now.
Okay, so if he killed the guys that make Dougtoons, then maybe there won't be any more. But somehow I think maybe they escaped because there are more. So if you want to check it out, go to Dougtoons or Dougtoons. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I've been saying Dougtoons, but it's got two O's, so it could be, you know, Dogtoons. I mean, you know, we've been talking about Og Vorbis, and Og would be... So, I don't know. I'll stick with Dougtoons for now, okay? So anyway, go to Dougtoons.com for more of those. Or you could go to AskANinja.com for more of the ninja. Gotta love the ninja. Yeah. See, me and the Game Master over here sitting on the couch next to me, before the podcast started, we were talking about what could be cooler than a geek ninja. So we pretty much had to play this geek culture this week because geek ninjas, I mean, dude, come on. You know, I mean, what could be geekier than a geek ninja on the internet as a Flash video? Yeah. Okay, so... what else was I going to mention? Oh, yes, I was going to mention that this is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, which, of course, is at...
CHECOMPUTERCURMUDGEON.com.
Ah, yes. I love it. I really appreciate you guys coming up with cool stuff like that and sending it to the doctor. It's just so awesome. Anyway, I have fun with that in case you haven't noticed. Yes. Anyway, let's talk about some of the things that are on the podcast this week. Remember, I said that last time was kind of boring because there were just so many things that weren't on because we didn't have them on because there wasn't much to be on. So, but this week we've got stuff. And I'm trying desperately to find the symbol and the drum roll, and I'm not finding it. It's just not, you know, popping up here. Bummer. I guess we'll have to do the official Geek Software of the Week without the official drum roll, because I just can't find it. You know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find it, you see, and then I'm going to label it something other than whatever it's labeled, because it's obviously not the kind of thing that needs to be hard to find when you can't find it. Ah! There it is! Ah, boy, I feel better now. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week, free MP3 WMA converter. And I know you're thinking, look, how many Og Vorbis converters do you need? How many MP3 and WMA Og Vorbis converters do you need? Well, the one that's right for you. It's kind of like the ninja was talking about, you know, being at peace and cosmic with the universe. You gotta find the one that's right for you. This is by a company called Coyote. Again, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Koyote. You know, so you figure it out. At any rate, it's freeware and it's cool. It will convert so many formats to so many other formats. You'll just have fun converting files back and forth over and over and over again. Very cool stuff. All right, next item. WordPress got hacked on their own website. Now, bad enough that they get hacked on their own website, okay? That's bad. However, what's worse is the person who hacked it went into the file of the newest release and added in a user-level access, you see, that would allow people who use the code or it would allow him to access websites of people who use the code, and so it was like, you know, really bad, because the person who wanted to do the upgrade to 2.1.1, they would go to the WordPress website, they would download what they knew was the actual real code, and it had been pre-hacked, you see, to have this back door in it, and that's really bad. I mean, it's, you know, it'd be like if you go to like a Ware site or some illicit site and you get something and you kind of scratch your head and you think to yourself, you know, this could be totally screwed up and I may just be infecting my entire website by using it. But if you go to WordPress, you figure, dude, I mean, these are the people that wrote it. They should know what's going on and the code would be safe. But they had been hacked. Man. So anyway, they immediately released version 2.1.2, which basically fixed the hacker's access to the code that messed up WordPress. And see, this is the reason that I don't immediately upgrade to the very latest and greatest version of things as soon as they come out, because you kind of want to let people use it for a little while and let other people be the fall guys, you know what I mean, before you actually go to it yourself. It's just one of those little tips that's kind of good to do. All right, have you heard about, this is big news, big news. This is probably the big news of the week, and that is the whole daylight savings time computer flap thing. And that is, you see, our government, in their awesome wisdom, yeah, they decided, ooh, I know, let's screw up daylight savings time by making it 4 weeks earlier in the spring and a week later in the winter, or whenever they change it, the fall, I guess, you see. And so let's do that because it will drive the computer people crazy, and all of the computers will all be an hour off, and people's schedules will be screwed up, and it will cost $350 million to actually fix it all. This is a good idea. It will waste tons of money for no good reason at all. Let's make it a law. And so they did. Gotta love that, don't you? So, here's the thing. They then put it in the law some 2 years ago. And we haven't been able to do anything about it until after November of last year, because you see, that's when the last real daylight savings time took place before this funky, bogus, weird one started just like Sunday of this weekend. So that was the window of time that we had to get it right. And are we getting it right? No, because Microsoft, evil Microsoft music, please. Microsoft released a Windows security update way back that then fixed the systems that did the security updates. If you haven't done a security update and gotten that security update, your calendar will be off and your time will be off and everything will be off and the world will end. But if you go ahead and do it, you'll be okay, except that Microsoft, in their infinite wisdom, said that Outlook calendars, now I'm not talking about Outlook Express, obviously they don't have a calendar, I'm talking about the real Outlook. Outlook calendars, you see, don't use system time. I don't know why, but they need their own special patch to update all of the events in the calendar. I have no idea. What do I know about Outlook calendars? I don't use Outlook except at work. That's the only place, because I use Squirrel Mail or Thunderbird, those two, myself personally. And I don't have to worry about those kinds of things because they're open source and they're cool and they're not evil Microsoft. So there you go. But everybody else throughout the entire universe is using Microsoft, and they are having all of these daylight savings time problems. So if you know a computer geek in the corporate world, pat them on their whittle heads this weekend, because they are running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to get this fixed in time for Sunday's changeover to the new, dumber daylight savings time, courtesy of our government. Gotta love that. All right, next item. So, you want to use Windows Media Player for Ogg Vorbis, huh? Okay, some of you, maybe most of you, don't. But one of my faithful listeners sent me an email telling me, guess what? There is a way. See, I'd said in the last podcast that you couldn't use Windows Media Player for Ogg Vorbis listening. And of course, as usual, somebody had to prove the doctor wrong. I just love you guys. I really do. Anyway, Kelly, a faithful listener, sent this to me. It is a file. It's called a direct show filter that will allow you to play Ogg Vorbis Speaks, which is another format, and Theora, which is, of course, the Ogg Theora. That's the video version of Ogg. And FLAC, yet another format. Wow. Anyway, all of those formats, by simply downloading this, it will allow Windows Media Player to play it. Now, here's the thing. That was cool, and I appreciate Kelly sending me that. That was awesome. But what I appreciate more than anything else was Kelly's reference to Windows Media Player. It was WIMP. I love it. Large W, small I, capital M, capital P, WIMP. Windows Media Player. Oh, that was just too cool. So, props to Kelly for coming up with WIMP. That is now the official Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon term for the Windows Media Player. If you hear me say, are you using WIMP? You'll know what I'm talking about. Of course, I personally still prefer the VLC player because it's free, it's open source, and it rocks. So, use VLC player. There's a link on my website to download it. I like it that much. It truly is an awesome media player. All right, next item, the first of many Ubuntu items this week. We've got so many Ubuntu Linux articles, it's just, it boggles the mind. It's almost like it was Ubuntu week on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. So, here's the question. Would you buy an Ubuntu laptop? Think about it. Somebody wrote an open letter to Mark Shuttleworth, who founded Canonical, the people who make Ubuntu Linux, and he says in this open letter, now, Canonical and Ubuntu have made great strides toward realizing your vision, yet there remains a bottleneck. People still have to install Linux, which has gotten so easy it's kind of a no-brainer, but hey. Installing Linux is easier than ever, he continues to say, but installing any operating system is unfortunately not trivial. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, it's a chore that most computer users have no use for and will avoid. Yeah, okay, I'll buy that. Remove this impediment and sell Linux pre-installed. In short, there is a market for pre-installed Linux. You already have a support system. Potential partners exist in the hardware branch. You already have the software. And he says to Mark Shuttleworth, Mark, create a Ubuntu laptop and sell it. Dude, the question is, would you buy an Ubuntu laptop? I think I would, just to support the whole open source thing. I'm such a supporter of that. So, if it was cheap enough, that's really the key, and it was cool enough, another important thing, I really like my Hewlett-Packard Pavilion laptop, and I like the features it has. I would not want to live without them, so it would have to be a pretty cool laptop. But I would be open to that. Yes. All right, next Ubuntu item, using S-Backup. This is a how-to, and it's a great backup solution for Ubuntu Linux. And we all know we need to back up our data lest it be lost the next time your hard disk decides to go belly up. You know, it's a sad thing to hear a hard disk go, katinka, 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 you know, bad. That's bad. And I had one do that recently. At least it started going katinka, katinka. And as soon as I heard the katinka, katinka, I said to myself, dude, you'd better get this thing backed up. So I did a ghost image of it very quickly. And then it went katinka, katinka, and died. But I had the image that I had made. And when I restored it, it had a few little issues, and I fixed those few little issues by replacing the files that were corrupted, and all's right with the world. And I now have a brand new hard drive in that machine, and all of my stuff got saved. It's so cool. So, listen to your hard drive, and if you hear a katinka, listen to the doctor. The prescription is, get it backed up immediately, because it's going to die. All right, next item, March Madness. You know, March Madness is going on right now. People are all into sports. I personally am not into sports at all. Matter of fact, I get irritated by the fact that I go to turn on my favorite TV programs, and there they are bouncing a ball all around on a wooden court. Instead of seeing the show that I want to see, there are these dudes out there in baggy pants bouncing a ball on a wooden court. And I'm like, I don't want to see people bouncing a ball on a wooden court. I want to see my program. And I kind of yell at the TV some. And it's not the TV's fault. I mean, hey, the TV is just sitting there. But I digress. The point is, I'm not much into that kind of March Madness. But Microsoft's having some March Madness of its own. There are going to be no security updates this month from Microsoft. Excuse me while I stand in amazement, because there are very serious zero-day exploits that are out right now. That means exploits for which there are currently no fixes, 5 of them to be exact. And yet Microsoft says, you know, let's just call off this month's Patch Tuesday. What do you say? What? And again I say, what? But they did. They called it off. I think it was probably because everybody was so really freaked out and mad about this daylight savings time thing that they said, dude, we're going to just kind of lay low this month. You know what I mean? So there you go. Speaking of that daylight savings times thing, next item, Microsoft customers are ticked off over daylight savings time woes. Now, in my blog, I start off the article about that with a pound dollar exclamation VB at, well, it's basically the representation that cartoons use for cussing. So cuss, 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 exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. And then I say that's roughly what a lot of IT managers are saying about Microsoft this week. Isn't that cute? Okay, why? Because we need to run an update program on every desktop, sometimes with user input required, if the user needs to agree to a date in their Outlook calendar being reassigned during that time. That's just dumb. But good old Microsoft, they're trying to make it hard for all of us IT people out there. Don't you just love Microsoft? Yeah. All right. An Ubuntu item. Here's an Ubuntu item. Another one. See, I told you it was like Ubuntu week here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. This one I love because here's the cool thing about this. It's a matter of timing. Everything's timing. And here's the thing. And that is, people are really getting freaked out and upset with Microsoft. They're getting freaked out and upset about Outlook. They're getting freaked out and upset about Exchange and how it has its own time and the daylight savings time and the whole 9 yards and the craziness, and you got to pay Microsoft $4,000 if you want to fix Exchange without having to touch every Outlook, and it's, people are going, what is this all about? This is crazy. So, what if you could just dump Exchange, dump Outlook, and dump Microsoft? It would be a better world, wouldn't it? Yes. So, here's what you do. You get yourself a computer. You install Ubuntu server on it. And then you install the Zimbra, Z-I-M-B-R-A, we've talked about it before, Collaboration Suite, which is ZCS, on Ubuntu. And then you'll have a full-featured open-source collaboration suite with email, group calendaring, contacts as in the people you want to talk to, web content, document management and authoring, and a feature-rich, very cool-looking, awesome Ajax web interface. And it's even compatible with Microsoft Outlook, Apple Mail, Novell Evolution, all of those things. It's cool. It uses PostFix, MySQL, OpenLDAP. It integrates all those technologies. And, dude, it is a rocking collaboration suite. So, if you've got the kahunas, you could dump Microsoft and go with an open source collaboration server in its place. If you got the kahunas, you know what I mean? So, if not, you're stuck dealing with the evil software of Microsoft for the rest of your natural life. It's kind of sad, actually. So, Ubuntu Linux. And in case you're wondering, it is Linux, not Linux, not Linux, not any other pronunciation. I have it by a great authority, Linus Torvalds himself.
Hello, this is Linus Torvalds, and I pronounce Linux as Linux.
Linux as Linux. So, now we know. Ubuntu Linux, Zimbra, is the solution to the daylight savings time hoo-ha. Hoo-ha is H-O-O-H-A-H, hoo-ha, and that is an official term that I just used on the podcast. So those of you that are keeping score out there, mark it down as another Dr. Billism. Right up there with dude, D-E-W-D, dude. Okay. By the way, I appreciate all the emails I get from people that end it by saying, dude. That's kind of cool. So, hopefully this podcast has been less boring than the last podcast, because we don't want no boring podcast, do we? No, we don't. You know, the game master over here gives me dirty looks when I do the fake accent. He seems to think that it's kind of a fake accent. But hey, he tends to give me a hard time anyway. I think it's just kind of his job. I don't know what he gets paid for it, but he likes to do it. By the way, we're still planning to do an official Game Master game review thing. I just need to tell him, hey dude, you're doing it this week, so he'll have it ready. Because if I sprung it on him right now, he'd give me a really dirty look, and you wouldn't get a game review anyway. You would? Maybe. Maybe's not good enough in the closing 3 minutes of the podcast. And I get a, eh. Okay, anyway, so maybe next week. Have one for next week? Possibly. I get a maybe, I get a possibly. What are you going to do with this? Anyway, there you go. So, we'll just, wait for that music. Is the music gonna come in there, guys? Are we? Oh, there it is. Woo. You know that engineer. What am I gonna do with him? He just keeps messing things up. Not getting the right thing and getting the thing where it doesn't do the geek culture, or not the geek.